Bug Weather Center for this morning, and he says if heat warning continues through Monday, it'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 114. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 91. Sunday looks sunny and hot with a high of 115 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday continues to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 112. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 98 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on KFNX 1100. And featuring the Elton Brothers. Over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this seriously hot deals Saturday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air. Our direct line always on Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way, the latest real estate numbers, and a closer look at where you might find the hottest deals for summer. Then in our loan segment, the best loan to fit your needs. Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, latest listings, wants and needs, and down the stretch, incredible investment opportunities, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Everything is about the heat right now. It's all about the heat. What's the temperature in the market? What's the temperature outside? What's the temperature inside? People walk into a house, they're like, oh, this feels good. But sellers are trying to save money by turning their AC off in the middle of 122 degrees.
Or keeping it higher, maybe? Vacant?
It doesn't feel good at 92 degrees inside a house. People walk in, they walk out. How about this? I got in contract with one of my clients last couple days. And I put this offer in on this house, and I keep negotiating with this agent. And the agent keeps saying to me, but he put a $5,000 electrical panel in. Hey, he put a new $5,000 electrical panel in. So you need to give me full price. I'm telling you, the seller is not going to negotiate because he just put a $5,000 new electrical panel in. I said to him, agent, I don't know if that the seller actually wanted to put a new electrical panel in. I think he kind of had to put a new electrical panel in. There's a difference. You're not going to start. There are certain things that it takes to sell your house.
Is that a cost of doing business?
It could be. It's a good way to put it. But it's like if your house doesn't have a roof, you're not going to sell it. If it doesn't have electricity, you're not going to sell it. If it doesn't have running water, if it doesn't have air conditioning, these are the things that people discount when it comes to pricing and selling and determining value of properties. They walk in, they see this shiny diamond studded kitchen faucet.
I think I got to just jump in and just say, I think what you're talking about here is the expectation of the buyer is it's going to come with.
It's going to be.
It's going to be part of the deal. We're going to get the electricity.
It's going to be in good working order.
Yes.
Electrical panels, air conditioners, water heaters, etc. So this guy kept hammering me on this electrical panel and this electrical panel. So I was like, seriously. I get it. He put a new electrical panel in. I'm sorry he had to put a new electrical panel in. Because it would have been an inspection item, and then they would have said, hey, it needs a new electrical panel. And then you're gone, ah, I need a new electrical panel.
Ah, I would have spent $5,000 anyway.
My question to you out there is the general public, as you're looking for real estate, is this. Would you rather purchase a house that had a brand new roof, a brand new air conditioner, a brand new water heater, brand new plumbing, brand new electrical, versus brand new countertops and a 100% cosmetically upgraded property? Which would you rather?
Well, you know, we've talked about this over the years, over the decade that we've been doing the show, because there's kind of a medium. A lot of times, some of these items you're talking about can be replaced if they go bad with a home warranty.
No,
and it's
kind
of nice. They have service records. They can.
Here's the thing. You could still cut your turkey on Thanksgiving on linoleum countertops.
You can, but nobody wants to.
You can still.
People would rather have the granite done.
You could still.
They don't
want
to. Have you heard this before? I don't want to go through that again. How many times have you heard that about remodeling a house? When you have a buyer, they're saying, I don't want to endure the work. I can't do it again. I've done it once before. I'm not going to live through that.
You can still put your dishes in oak cabinets.
Yeah. But you know what?
And you wake up every single day with hot water, with a roof over your head you know is not going to leak. But here's the thing. What I'm getting at is obviously it's all important when valuing property and with buyers. I've been taking buyers around for the last week now. And I'm telling you, every single one of them says the first thing out of their mouth when they get out of my car is, how old is that air conditioner? They don't care about the granite. They don't care about the flooring. It's the first thing they look up and they look around. How old is that air conditioner?
Okay, so.
But in the wintertime, nobody cares about air conditioners. It's the time of year when you sell your property. If you're selling it in the summer, people want pools. They want good constructed pools without leaky equipment, and they want good air conditioners. In the wintertime, they want granite.
Yeah, but you know what? They may say all that. I had some feedback from an agent this week. The buyer didn't like the floors. There's a lot of work in the floors. I said, well, if the floors were done, would they want the house? I never heard back. What I'm saying is that they may say all these nice things, but if you walk into a home that's nice and cool, and by the way, sellers out there, keep it nice and cool for every showing, because people aren't going to want to go back out in the heat. They're going to want to hang out in your house a little bit longer, maybe talk about things a little bit more. So it's all good to have that in working condition, but you know what? Most buyers that I know don't want to spend the cash or go through a remodel. They're willing to pay up a little bit if it's done right and done well.
Do you know that home warranties will not replace your air conditioner?
They will.
It's a misnomer.
If you have records that you've serviced it, they will replace it.
They will repair it till it dies.
They will repair. And I can speak firsthand. Look, I got a home warranty on a few properties. They just came out and they replaced the fan and the compressor and the relay switch.
And the emblem.
You're right. They will replace it. But you know what? I'm having nice, cool AC. If they don't have to replace it, as long as they repair it, we're good. But you know what?
What you said
when
is
buyers
key,
come in my house, they're going to like the granite. They're going to like the hardwood. Okay? They don't see the $25,000 that it takes to do that stuff coming out of their pocket. But the $750 it takes for a home warranty, I think people would rather spend. I'm just addressing your major question to me earlier, which is, would you rather have the remodeled house or are all the upgraded systems? Everybody wants both, of course, but chances are you're not going to get it.
And it's true. And I get it. The shiny little penny that's on the sidewalk, you look at it and go, that's a shiny penny. You turn it over and it's got crud on it. It's got gunk. Cosmetically, it's a shiny new penny. But when you look under the hood, and nobody wants to look under the hood, that's why you get a new car. You don't want to look under the hood. I don't even know where my hood latch is. That's what home inspectors do. They look under the hood. And then that's where all the devil's in the details if something was partially remodeled.
And so you can always say to a buyer, you know, we have an inspection period, the second negotiation, we call it. And if there is anything problematic with the main systems, we can get it addressed. And if you don't like the result, we can back out of this deal. But you're not going to get granite countertops replaced. They're not going to replace the linoleum. They're not going to replace the flooring, the paint, and all that other stuff.
My point is that don't discount the importance of working brand new systems. The average age of a house here in Scottsdale, because, you know, or even around the valley, was 1995 to 2005 was the boom. A lot of these air conditioners, roofs, all this stuff are now 10 to 15 years old. Before, nobody cared. Nobody cared because, you know, 5 years ago, things were only 5 to 10 years old. Now they're 15, 20, 25 years old. Like, I have a 1995 house with an original air conditioner. It's on life support. I feed it these IV with Ringer's lactate bags of saline. And every day I go out and I fix the IV with Ringer's bag.
But you have warranty people come out and take care of it.
They do.
That's right.
But if I were to sell my house, the first thing they do, they don't pass go. They do not collect $200. They walk right past my granite countertops and they walk right back to my air conditioners and they say, whoa. And then there's a record skip.
Yeah, and that's what you say. That's what home warranties are for. And by the way, if you guys need information on roofers, window guys, electricians, anybody who does these trades, you give us a call, 480-451-3318. We can make you some good recommendations. Coming back, the best loan to fit your needs. Deanne has all the details next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Home boy. Home boy.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318 right now. If you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner's direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 24 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannetized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Are you staying cool?
Trying.
Yeah. And do you have a new air conditioner in your house?
No.
Do you have a home warranty?
Yes.
Ah.
Do you rely on the home warranty?
I hope so.
I've kept it since 2002.
Yeah. See, home warranties, it is the biggest, it's like owning a roofing company, owning an AC company, owning all these companies that are going to have to deal with all these houses that were built in 2000 to 2005, 1995, 2005. Now it's pay the fiddler time. I'm telling you, they went all this time with having roofs that were only, you know, within their life expectancy. Now they're getting towards the end. So you have a warranty. You sleep well at night, right?
Yes.
And if something goes wrong, you call the warranty. So that is why it is extremely important. But let
that
me
is
ask
my
you a
point.
Question. Let me ask you a question, though.
Yes.
You still think about having to probably replace those air conditioners fairly soon, right? It's still kind of in the back, El Nino under your brain, right?
Oh, sure. I just did the roof.
Yeah.
I just did some other repairs. Oh, yes. And I worry, and I have two.
Yeah. So, truly, it's one of those things where buyers walk in, they go, they don't really care about warranties because warranties, they hear nightmare stories. I hear this all the time. Well, you could always get a warranty, which will help you service and maintain your air conditioner. Oh, those warranty companies, they don't do anything. It's a waste of money. I don't know.
It's an insurance policy you're going to want to have. We all know it.
I like insurance.
I agree.
But let's go on to lending because, you know, it's been a very interesting credit market, Deanne. You know, there was sort of an expectation that rates would rise. The Fed has done several increases, including one recently. The Fed funds rates have gone up. However, interest rates, kind of amazingly, have either kind of hung in there. They haven't really risen with the Fed funds rate. They've kind of hung in there and stayed somewhat stable, for lack of a better word.
They did. As a matter of fact, they went up for a day or two in anticipation that they were going to raise them more than they did. So they already had it built in. Then when they came out and raised it a quarter, everybody was like, oh, okay, so that's what they're doing.
Yeah, it was kind of a non-event.
Right, because they'd already built it in. And so I think what happened, because now everybody's getting used to it being right around 4, 4 1/4, 3.875, and they've gotten over the sticker shock, because keep in mind, you know, before Thanksgiving, the governments were at 3.25 forever. So we've already had that. They've already built in that half, 5/8 of a point.
I guess when the Fed started, finally started raising the overnight rates, when they started this, and I want to say it's probably almost a year now.
Right.
There was sort of an expectation that, okay, the party's over, rates are going to now kind of be on a track higher. And they started out that way. However, then they kind of came back in, and they really haven't stayed with, you know, a commensurate increase, I guess is what I'm saying. And I guess further, the big point in all this is, if you are a buyer and you are looking to obtain credit or mortgage, what have you, the rates are still incredible. Still incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
So with that in mind.
Yes.
Which, you want to start with the government price? At the low on the scale that I can recall us quoting the government loans, the VA and the FHA loans, mm-hmm. was 3.25.
Right.
And today, now almost the, you know, almost probably a year and a half after that quote, where are we?
Well, on Friday, we were at 3.875. Now, keep in mind, I always use 280 as the sales price, and the payment's going to include your taxes, insurance, mortgage insurance. So they were at 3.875 with an APR of 5.073 and total payment FHA $1,667.83.
So $1,668, and that's yep. a 3.875, which is basically, what, a half point? Maybe just a half, 5/8 higher. 5/8
right.
mm-hmm. higher than the all-time low. And right. we're talking, this was a year and a half ago. So, I mean, still under 4 and 1668, that's 3.5% down. We can try to get the seller to pay closing costs. You know, that 3.5% can be gifted. Could be a great option, great first-time home buyer type of loan, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And speaking of closing costs, right now, because the market's highly competitive, it seems very difficult to get some of the sellers to pay costs.
Sure.
That doesn't always mean that you need to lose that home. You know, I had one lady, instead of taking 3.875, for instance, she decided to take 4.25, changed her payment by about $35, but I was able to do a lender credit of $3,500.
Towards the cost.
Yeah, and her
interest
is
the additional cash.
And her interest is deductible. So she kind of gets a little bit of it back.
Well, in a 4.25, let's face it, the grand scheme of things is still a fantastic interest rate.
Yeah.
So there are options if you cannot obtain costs. Right. Although, that's your job.
Correct. And I think that's a great idea, Deanne, to put that out there in that, you know, under 250, let's say that price point, even under 3, really.
Right.
It is a very competitive price point. Asking for cost is going to be a tough ask in a lot of cases. So
right.
to have the flexibility to go a little bit higher on the rate, as Deanne said, going to 4.25, it only increased the payment like $35. Seems pretty manageable. And you get the $3,500 towards the closing cost, which is hard cash, which you don't have to spend, and you still get the house. So,
you know, talking about closing costs real quick, I mean, say the average $400,000 or $250,000 house, what is generally closing costs? Is it based on purchase price, or is it based on a normal just like a theorem? Do I need my abacus to figure it out? What exactly? I mean, how could you shed some light on closing costs?
Not necessarily. You have what's called hard costs. Like our lender's fees are $1,395. The appraisal fee, unless it's a jumbo or a unique property, is going to be $465. Title fees really don't vary. So I would say on average, right around $500 to $5,500, unless you're getting into the upper end, and then it's going to be more just because your taxes and insurance and your prepaids are going to be more. But our costs stay the same whether you're borrowing $50,000 or $2 million. Doesn't make any difference.
See, that's key. A lot of people don't. You go out and you know, because we're always asking sometimes for like 3% of the purchase price back for buyer's closing costs, but that's actually a little high, right? I mean, up to 3%.
In most cases, on the lower end, yes. But when you start getting north of 250, 3% is excessive, unless you want to buy down the rate. And then you're putting yourself at risk for getting the offer accepted.
Right. Again, we're talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Give her a call, 602-606-6728. Deanne, you said something interesting. You said whether the loan was 200 or up to 2 million, I think you said, your fees are the same. So in other words, there's a perception out there that there's an origination fee that could be 1% of the loan amount. That's not the way it works with Suburban or your fee?
Not with us. Mm-mm. Ours is a flat $13.95. There are a lot, and that is our origination fee. If you're going to pay any points, that is to buy your interest rate down. And right now, typically, your money isn't buying you anything down on the interest rate or not enough to warrant paying the additional funds.
That's key if you're out there listening because costs are important. We got 1 minute, Deanne. We got to run through these. How about conventional and investor?
Okay. How about VA?
Sure, VA.
A lot of vets out there. 280, 100% financing, 3.875 with an APR, 4.125, all in, 1532.47.
VA, no money down. How about conventional? 1532. Wow.
20% down, good credit, 4.25, APR 4.317, 1289.70.
1289. Deanne, you want to hang with us through the break? We can do investors when we come back. Stay with us. We got a lot more going on. We're going to talk about our latest listings and wants and needs on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Where the truth lives. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Listen to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX streaming live at 1100KFNX.com.
President Trump has taken to Twitter today supporting the health care reform plan from Senate Republicans. Correspondent Ryan Nobles reports some lawmakers still need to be convinced.
This is really the problem now for Republicans. Can they bring together these warring factions of their own party, the conservatives on one side, the moderates on the other, to make enough changes to this bill to push it through?
Former President Bill Clinton will address the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting underway in Miami Beach. Correspondent Rosa Flores.
This will be a city livability luncheon. Now, what that means is we're expecting the president to speak about how some cities around the country during a very challenging time have actually become more equitable.
18 large fires are burning in the West, including 6 in Arizona. Wildfires have caused way more destruction than usual this year, with almost 1 million acres charred so far. A state of emergency has been declared in Arizona. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Center for this morning, and he says if heat warning continues through Monday, it'll be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 114. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 91. Sunday looks sunny and hot with a high of 115 with winds to 15 miles an hour. Monday continues to be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 112. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 96 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728.
and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers. Hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Missed any part of the show? Being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com. We have our remaining moments with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. We're trying to get through all these loan programs. And Deanne, we were talking about, can you go over conventional again? I know that VA was 3.875 and zero down, and it was 1558, I think, was the payment.
Let me see.
Shuffling some papers.
I am.
Deanne, where are you talking from? Are you at Cardinal Stadium or something? You got. It sounds like you're in a big open space.
I'm in my office.
Huh. And I know that office is big because you do a lot of work. You need a lot of space.
My office at work is big. At home?
You got files spread out everywhere. You got things.
I think she's got some nice tile or hardwood going on in there.
I do.
You know... Maybe you should put some egg crate stuff on the walls.
You mean like the foam stuff?
Yeah, the foam stuff.
You mean like in the soundproof booth?
Yeah.
You mean like in the recording studios?
Yeah, and make yourself a little recording studio. Just
for your Saturday morning radio show.
Be a parent. Or after a crazy week, I can come in here. Yeah.
And bang your head against the wall. There you go.
Help.
My brother's always thinking what to do.
Helps with resale.
It protects the paint. Okay.
Everybody needs an egg crate room to run into every once in a while. Bang your head against it. Bang your head. Who sings Bang Your Head?
I
don't know, Rick.
Steve, who sings Bang
Quiet
Your
Riot.
Head? Quiet Riot. There you go. I can always count on Steve.
Our resident millennial.
You know who's coming to town soon? Maiden.
Iron?
See, now that my headphones are working, I'm like a new person. How funny is that? Anyway, go ahead.
So where do you want to go, Deanne? I just wanted to review rates real quick.
Sure. Okay. So you were asking about conventional?
Yes.
Okay. 20% down with good credit. We're at 4.25 with an APR of 4.317, all in $1,289.70.
See what you can rent for that. 1294 and a quarter. I mean, I think the all-time low on conventional was maybe, what, 3.875? I can't remember where we got.
I think it was 3.75.
Yeah, 3.75, something like that. Yep. So that's within a half point. How about investors?
Investors, we actually ticked down a little bit. With 20% down, 5.125, with an APR of 5.288, all-in payment, 1409.
Wow, 5 1/8. Investors, mm-hmm. That's close to water cooler discussion rates.
I know.
25% down, you get there.
People scatter over five.
That's right.
Scatter! Hey, five. Deanne, what's going on with regulations? And how is it getting a loan right now? Is it loosening up a little bit? We got Trump wants to deal a little bit with deregulation and stuff like that. Is that trickling down to getting loans and are people having a little bit easier time of it? Or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same, although now with the day one certainty, which is our automated system, if you're working for a company that's on the work number and different things come into play, you have good credit, It's reducing the amount of documentation that it's requiring.
That's key.
Yeah, the problem is, though, like I do everything up front. So I don't know whether or not it's going to go day one certainty because a lot of companies aren't on the work number or don't meet all the criteria. So I'm going to gather all the information up front anyways. So if I don't need it, I'll shred it.
So you're saying...
I don't not want to ask for it and then need it.
So if this is this going to help somebody like, I'm going back to the day one certainty, less documentation
yes.
idea. If
right.
Is this going to help maybe independent contractor types and that kind of thing?
It may. It may. It's evolving. So I think eventually, yes. And it may come to the point where, like Freddie Mac at one point, would only require 1 year's worth of taxes or what have you. It's not quite there yet, at least not in our system. But I think eventually, yes, it may help.
You know what I smell? Mm-hmm. I smell stated income.
I knew that was coming.
I smell stated income, investor loans with 5% down.
It sounds like a dream.
I'm smelling. I got a whiff of that stuff.
He woke up in a hot sweat last night. That's what
I
happened
think
there.
So.
Come on now.
All right, guys. So if you're an investor, if you're first-time homebuyer, VA, FHA, Deanne has the loan for you. Incredible rates. Give her a call, 602-606-6728. Thanks for spending some Saturday with us, Deanne.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. Deanne, I may call you after the show about Chuck and James. Are you going to be around or what?
I am.
All right, I'll call you after the show. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Excellent, Rick.
What? Hey, you know what? I got her on the phone.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, you know what? Communication lines are open.
Okay. Let's get into the topic of the day. Just a little bit. Summer hot deals. Rick, summer hot deals. Where can we find summer hot deals?
I'll tell you where. You know, I'll tell you where I'm looking for a lot of my clients. A lot of people are starting to move here to like Sun City, Sun City West, Sun City Grand. There are fantastic deals in those areas. Even though the areas are hot, if you are 55 and older and
wait,
you want to be
every area is hot. What do you mean hot?
Did you hear about this girl in the news today that walked out in the street and burned her feet in Vegas? 170 degrees the cement gets to. So yes, every area is hot.
Oh, you're talking about we're talking about hot as in,
oh, I'm talking about temperature. And I thought you were talking about temperature.
Well, I'm talking about temperature of deals.
Anyway, it was on the news today in Las Vegas. A girl walks out of her house onto the macadam.
May want to put some footwear on. It's just a recommendation.
She burns her feet, and now she can't work for 10 days.
And now she's suing the city.
And
right?
I'm just telling you, people, the cement gets hot. You ever seen that commercial where they fry an egg on the sidewalk?
Yeah, I saw it.
Truly, it can happen.
We were walking the dog the other night in Greyhawk, and I kid you not, we saw a couple fried eggs on the road. Sunny side up.
Now, what are you
ready to go?
First off, you shouldn't be walking your dog
at night when the
heat.
Sun goes down. Okay. Get easy. All right. Don't start a whole thing. We got a lot of grass.
PETA.
All right. Rick, you're sidetracking us tremendously here.
Okay.
So Sun City, you're saying so there's a lot of demand in Sun City.
So deals, hot deals. I'm thinking that there are areas like, I think $250,000 right now, a first-time home buyer is there's no real hot deals. Those are not deals. That's a hot market. It's not hot deals. Hot deals are going to be, I think, in that upper range, say 6 to 1 million. I believe that is hot deals right now. I think you can get really good values in that range. And also there are other areas, I think, that are really, truly starting to show some interesting deals, and that is adult communities. There is a lot of people wanting to do adult communities.
Second home communities. Communities where typically people will come here for the winter, i.e. Winfield, the Racquet Club. Those types of communities where people have second homes. If you go to the Racquet Club now, I mean, there is nothing going on.
Which but why is that a hot deal?
It's a hot deal because people that have homes on the market know you might be able to find a motivated seller. If there's a home still on the market in there, they want to sell it. They want to sell it. There's not a lot of activity. This is the downtime. So people, the vultures, will come in and maybe find something in those second home community types. That's what I'm saying. We have a great deal, actually, in Winfield right now. We have a short sale subject to bank approval. We were at 485 on this. We're down to 459. I'm sorry, 489. We're down to 459. Two bedroom and a den, 2.5 bath, almost 2,300 square feet, built in 2000. This is the perfect second home community, 24-hour guard gate, all the amenities, tennis, pool, spa.
I'm going to give you a hot deal.
459 in Winfield. Go.
In Dove Valley, Cave Creek and Tatum area. Talk about a hot deal. One of our listings, it's a four-bedroom, two-bath, 1,782 square feet, built in 99 for $317,000. It is the least expensive property in a gated community in Dove Valley. And it's a four-bedroom, single level, backs to the wash, $417,000 all day long.
It's 317.
317. What did I say?
You said four.
Oh, $317,000. That is a hot deal.
How about this one? North Scottsdale, gated community, Trovia. Five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, pool, spa, three-car garage, almost 4,300 square feet, built in 04. We were at $1,035,000. We're at 950. It's a single level. It's got a separate kids' wing, beautiful hardscape in the back. And I'm telling you right now, talk about hot deal. The same plan across the street is $100,000 higher. How about, and I got a better lot.
I talk about a lot. How about this property in Fountain Hills? We were at 465. We are now reducing it to $430,000. It is a four-bedroom, three-bath, 2,700 square feet with a pool and a spa on the best possible views in Fountain Hills for the money. You can't beat it.
And you say you're going to what?
430.
430. Try to find that.
I think the lot alone is worth 430. Approximately.
There you have it. Lots of hot going on in the summer, and it's not just all about temperature. Check out those second home communities. There could be some opportunity for you when we come back. We got more opportunity, investment, deals of the week, much more on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK 10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Yeah, help! Two men. Someone else good looking. Down the road you find another sweet baby cruising.
What do you do? Back with the Elton Brothers. Dave and Rick Elton. Still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. Our website, eltonbrothers.com. Speaking of eltonbrothers.com, you can go on there, be our guest. You just, what do you got to do? Fill in an email? I think it's a name and an email.
Easy breezy.
And then you have access to the entire MLS in real time. And you can set up very easy searches. You can zoom in on, they have a magnifying glass tool on there that enables you to just zoom in on any neighborhood very quickly. It gives you all the pricing, everything that's active for sale, that is sold, everything right there. Very easy to use at eltonbrothers.com. You just got to be our guest and sign up on the guest book.
You hear that, Steve?
I hear that.
Yeah. See, you never know. You got to keep your phones on all the time.
Rick can take this show in any direction at any time.
Steve is our resident millennial. He's got the perfect job. He's out of college. He's got the car. Just paid for his car. So that's done. Now he's in an apartment. He's trying to figure it out. Now he's going to get a dog soon, right?
I have a dog.
Dog. See? He's got a dog. What kind of dog?
Half German Shepherd, half Lab.
Oh, it's a mutt.
Mm-hmm.
Cute mutt.
Yes.
Got any pictures?
I do.
All right. I'll see him after the show.
Okay.
So anyway, he's going to go on our website and he's going to sign up and he's going to start wetting his whistle as to what real estate really is about, because he's not going to rent forever and he's not going to move back in with the parents. He's got a good job. Now it's time to buy a house. So it's very simple. Go on our website, eltonbrothers.com, search MLS. We have people signing up all the time. Really good tool. And,
yeah, you could do valuations. You could do all that. And of course, if anybody's out there and you're a seller, okay, we'd love to apply for that job. We have flexible fees. We've been doing this 35 plus years. We've been on the radio 10 years. We'll advertise your home on the radio. And that's just part of it. There's all kinds of packages with professional photography, drone photography, every website you can think of that will get your home maximum exposure. Just give us a call, 480-451-3318.
Photography is key, though. I got to tell you. These days, people are visual. They have the world at their disposal online. When they see your house and it's got blurry, bad, fuzzy, incomplete, dumb photos, they kind of gloss over it and they go, wah, wah, wah.
Well, especially until if it's competing against, you know.
Until they find a house that's crisp, clear, colorful.
Inviting.
Beautiful pictures. That's what Dave does. Dave takes pictures for, how many realtors now do you think you take pictures?
Probably about 20.
20 realtors. Anyway, so.
And designers and all those kinds of people.
Back to some of our listeners. Back to some of our listings. There is a property that Steve should be interested in. This is a 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 1650 square foot property at the end of a cul-de-sac in at 34th Way and Bell. $239,000. It's on basically a half acre, or a quarter acre at the end of a cul-de-sac for $239,000, excuse me, in 34th Way and Bell. Secondly, I want to talk about this property.
Real quick, since you brought Steve into it.
Yeah.
One way that Steve could, so Steve, you put 3.5% down on something like this, right? 3.5% down, you know, and maybe get a couple roommates to help pay for the mortgage. You got 4 bedrooms.
Big
so that's
bedrooms.
One way you can maybe structure something like this.
Yeah. Steve's like, I'm not ready yet, but I'll get there. So, how about this property on Cactus? This property on Cactus that we have listed is 7,300 square feet. It is a minimum of 8, 9, 10 bedrooms with a lot of flex space. It's got 7 bathrooms, 4-car garage, 2 acres, pool, and it is it's a single level. It's at 100 Street in Cactus. It is the ultimate assisted living, sober house potential property. And it's for $1,895,000. Honestly, if you're in this assisted living, sober realm of business, and that's what you do, and you run these types of homes, give me a call at 480-451-3318. We will discuss this property because it is the best assisted living potential property.
Steve, I'm going to throw something at you right now because I just ran some numbers on my mortgage calculator. This is a $240,000 house Rick's talking about. So the payment all in with 3.5% down would be about $1,390. And if you got a roommate or two, that would be, you know, figure it out.
How much you paying rent? What's your rent, Steve?
Well, I'm currently in a house with roommates. But it's $1,200.
$1,200 total. Mm. So you have a portion of that.
Yes.
So this one you could actually own. It would be $1,400 and do the same idea, except you're the owner.
You're the landlord.
You're the lord of the land.
You are the master.
That sounds nice.
They pay you.
They pay you to pay down your mortgage to pay you equity
you
to stay there.
You live for free.
There you go. Anyway, so just a thought. Rick, how many more do we got?
Well, I want to also talk about this property that we have this coming soon.
Go for it. We got 5 minutes to do 10 minutes worth of stuff.
I'll talk fast. This is at, this is in beautiful Costa Verde, in the Horizon District. 100 Street, Frank Lloyd Wright. Single level, 3-car garage, 2,150 square feet. It's a 3-bedroom plus an office. And it's a great room. It's got a fireplace. It has got a brand new kitchen. It's highly upgraded. And it's going to be $439,000. It's not on the market yet. It will be next week. But it is 100 Street, Frank Lloyd Wright, North Scottsdale. Unbelievable area. Fantastic price. House just down the street with a pool. Sold for $480,000.
There you go.
This one doesn't have a
couple
pool.
More coming soon. How about Lookout Mountain area? And this, Rick, my brother would love this. New roof, new plumbing.
Done.
New plumbing, new fixtures, new bathroom, permits in. It's about 1,100 to 1,200 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. We're going to list it for $225,000. Incredible backyard, new pavers, new drainage system, new sprinklers, carpet, flooring, appliances, everything ready to go. Excellent.
Did you ever watch the movie Tommy Boy?
It's been a while.
Where he's talking about, I want the warranty on the box. That's what you get when you get a new roof, new air conditioner, and new plumbing, and new electrical, and new water heaters. You get the warranty on the box.
Also, 67th Avenue and Bell Area, Arrowhead, South Arrowhead, 1,394 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. We're going to list it at 205. It's got new carpet, new appliances, beautiful, almost 7,500 square foot lot, 205 in the Arrowhead area. These are all coming soon within the next week. Also, investment opportunities. How about 10% annual return? That's 10. We got a lease back opportunity in the Arcadia area. Builder willing to lease back for 2 years, triple net. So they'll pay the taxes, insurance, HOA, and pay you 10% on the purchase price. These range from $1,300,000 to $1,600,000-ish. So if you're interested, 10% lease backs, 2 years guaranteed. Give us a call, 480-451-3318.
I want to talk a little bit about another coming soon, and Brian, very, very loyal listener to the show. We're going to be listing his property. It's in Greer Ranch, just under 1,900 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, immaculate. I've sold homes for this guy before. Immaculate property, single level, Greer Ranch. It's in the newer side. It's only 2 years old, this property, and it's going to be listed at $250,000. approximately. Wow. We don't have it set yet, but think about that. 1,900 square feet in Greer Ranch going on the market in the next week or so.
Lots to call the Elton Brothers about this week. Rick, how about some deals of the week? Oh, we got time for one. You better jam.
You do it. I'll do one at Buckeye. You know me. Get down.
Litchfield Park. 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 2-car garage, 2,600 square feet, $244.9 just on the market.
How about, I'm trying to find this one in Buckeye. Where is it? Where is it? All right, I'll do one in Mesa. 9-bedroom, 6 baths, 8,600 square feet for $1,003,000, reduced from $1,007,000.
Sounds like assisted living to me.
$150 a foot. That's a wow. lot of feet.
Thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Nick Piazza, Remedy Window Repair, our man behind the glass, Steve, and a big real estate show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell, we have flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. See you next Saturday, 10 a.m., right here on The Real Estate Show.
Need the perfect remedy for your window panes? Give Remedy Window Repair a call. We're fully licensed and bonded, offering residential and commercial service and repairs throughout metropolitan Phoenix. Always competitive pricing, always great customer service. Glass replacement, new windows, sunscreen, and all window repairs. Visit us at remadwindowrepair.com. Phone number is 602-628-1042. That number again, 602-628-1042.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. It's